Is it gone?
I mean, you're looking out, thinking.
Is the little circle going round and round?
It's thinking.
You have a real low vacancy.
The beach ball. Whatever. It's an Apple device. It's a beach ball.
You didn't log into the National Healthcare site by accident.
Yeah, I think it was.
It could be some time before you.
Not in Dr. Costa County.
I said the National. I said the National.
I said we were 97%.
Recording paused.
Today, so we'll try and make this as brief and to the point as possible.
No, we got food in front of us. We're okay.
Okay, great.
You have food in
you
front
do,
of you.
You do. Nobody else is.
Well, how come?
Because we're waiting for Esther.
Oh. Never mind. Sorry, folks.
It's okay.
If I trail off or I get too quiet, just yell at me. I'll speak up.
They feed us at the board this way, so that's why I thought we would.
So, my name is Matt Hurd. I'm the vice president with Friends Western. I am one of the two-person leasing team. That handles the leasing here at the Willows we have for the past 3.5 years. We also have an in-house space planner who works with us on the project. His name's Terry Vanney. All the floor plans you'll see today were done by him. And then if we have tenants come in and they need to make modifications to a particular space, he's involved in that as well. So what I'm going to do today is just give you a brief snapshot of what's going on in the Concord market and then what we're doing here at the Willows and then how we compare to our competitors in the rest of the marketplace. So, just a brief overview. The Concord market in total on the Class A side of things, as far as Class A buildings go, is about 3.3 million square feet of inventory. You have approximately 8 to 10 buildings. They're your typical Class A high rise, you know, 8 to 15 stories, you know, steel frame construction, lots of glass, you know, private security, things of that nature. Right now, that market is about 16% vacant. The kind of the albatross out there that's dragging the market down a little bit is what's called Swift Plaza. It's the former B of A Tech Center, which is located next to Concord Park. They have B of A vacated one of those buildings. They're vacating another one next year, which has just brought a gluttony of space onto the market. So those numbers are skewed a little bit. If you took that out of the equation, the overall market's probably in the 12 to 13% range from a vacancy standpoint. Class B, of which the Willows falls into, is about 650,000 square feet of inventory. As you can see, the vacancy rate is quite a bit higher than its Class A counterparts, roughly 25%. These are buildings such as the Willows, Civic Executive Center, which is right on the other side of the canal here. 2120 Diamond down the road, and then Salvia Pacheco Square. So the majority of the deals that are looking at us are looking at those buildings as well. Overall, you're talking about 4 million square feet of office Class A and B inventory just within the Concord city limits. Total vacancy is about 15%. So what we will show you next on this next slide is that we are we're pretty successful when it comes to performing against our counterparts. Right now we're 93% leased or roughly 6% vacant. So 9% below the overall market and roughly 19% below where Class B buildings are currently on a vacancy standpoint. So a little bit about the Willows. Like we said, it's a Class B building. It was built in 1979. Roughly 85,000 square feet, two stories. We cater well to both large and small tenants because our bay depths, which is basically the distance from the hallway to the window line, are pretty shallow. So you can be an 1,800 to 2,500 square foot tenant and get a lot of window line. Whereas if you're in a typical Class A building, you have deeper bay depths and it's more of a cave as you know, where you're getting much less window line, much less attractive. Oh, what do I do here, Christina?
Say no.
No?
Yeah, no.
All right, don't go away. All right, let's see here. So this is just our marketing piece that we put together. It goes out every month to all the East Bay brokers, which is roughly 500 brokers. We also use it, what we do at Transwestern, Scott Ellis, my partner and I, we do a lot of canvassing, a lot of door-to-door marketing. So we'll bring this along with us. And then, anytime we have a tour, somebody, a prospective tenant comes and tours the space, we provide them with this. This just has some highlights about the building, you know, square footage, stuff that's pertinent to both small and large tenants, proximity to retail, parking, proximity to freeway are always the big hot buttons for tenants, and so we address that in here. These are just a couple slides. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the building, but these are some slides that we use in our marketing pieces. This is the monument sign on the corner of Diamond and Willow Way. This is one of the nicest features of the project, this fountain that they do, that is kept in immaculate condition, and it's really a big draw for a lot of tenants. This is a garden-style building, and it's unique in that fashion in Concord, so this is very attractive to a lot of the tenants that come to the project. This shows you kind of an idea of the upgrades we've done. Marilyn and her team, along with our property management folks, over the last 12 to 18 months, just redid all the common area lobbies, common area hallways, new carpet. You know, we're probably going to be in the process of updating the signage program, but this is something that a lot of tenants have remarked. They really enjoy, really appreciate, both from new prospective tenants as well as existing tenants. And this is just a slide, a picture of the back entrance into the project. As you can see, very well maintained, very attractive. Once again, very positive feedback from both prospective and existing tenants. We have some graphs here. We try to simplify them as much as possible. This basically just has a history of Concord. It goes all the way back to the first quarter in 1997. The up and down green.
You're going to give it 10 minutes again?
Yeah.
You got 10 minutes.
The light green graphs just show where asking rates have been over the last 16 years. And then, you know, for lack of a better word, the squiggly lines show where vacancy rates have been over that time period, both on a direct basis and on a sublease basis. This is more pertinent to us. This is how the Willows has performed over the last 16 years. So you have our total asking rate, and you can see we've gone down a little bit. You know, 2001 was obviously the high point with the dot-com boom. You actually, that was the one and only time that Class A buildings in Concord were doing $3 rents. Those days we hope come back, but they haven't yet. And then this, the green line shows where we've been on a vacancy standpoint. So we've topped out, you know, at 25%, but over the last, you know, 3 years with the help of Marilyn and her team, we've been able to get that down to where we are now, which is 6%, and hopefully shrinking. This is just a vacancy comparison. This is where we, this is probably the most pertinent slide. It's where we compete in relation to the other Class B buildings in Concord. As you can see, you know, over the last year, we have substantially outperformed the other Class B options, where they're at roughly 25% vacant. As you can see, we're at the 6%, which I mentioned earlier. This is just another slide, rental rate comparisons. You know, we are actually, our asking rate is above what the other asking rates are for Class B projects, and that is probably gonna go up. I know Marilyn will push me to push that up even more here as we continue to go down as far as vacancy goes. This is just a slide of the spaces we have available. This is an 1,800 square foot space. It's downstairs. We actually had a tour on it yesterday. It was very promising. We're doing a space plan. I haven't even told Marilyn about this yet. And, you know, so this space could very likely be gone by the end of the year. This is a space that's actually adjoining. So it's 2,500 square feet. We just got it back. We took Mason McDuffie and we downsized them within the project. So we actually have the ability, if there's a 4,500 square foot tenant out there, we can actually market to that tenant because we can combine these two spaces. And this is our smallest space, just under 1,000 square feet. We are marketing it. We're just doing short-term deals because there's potential, you know, if there's a possible expansion need for the owner's use, this would be an ideal place for them to expand into.
Meaning the owner, meaning us.
Yes. So, in summation, on the leasing side of things, once again, you know, praise to all to Marilyn and her team for, they've just been incredibly helpful in letting us get the project to where it is today, which is, you know, far outperforming its competitors, not only on the Class B side of things, but also the Class A high-rises. So, with that, I will turn it over to our property management team, who's going to get into the nitty-gritty about the bones of the building and things that we can expect over the next 12 months.
Should we change in case we get those funny messages that I have to say no to?
Yeah, just scroll here.
Counts on you.
Hit postpone.
Hi, my name is Meredith Murphy, and I'm a portfolio manager with Transwestern. And I'd like to give you a brief background on Transwestern, as I understand that there are some new board members who may not be familiar with who we are or what we do. But I would be remiss if I didn't point out a unique situation that we do have here at the Willows, and that is that both the leasing and the property management are on the same team. That is not a common occurrence in a lot of buildings these days, but what that does do is facilitate execution and communication and allows us to continually serve our new and existing tenants as quickly and efficiently as possible. Transwestern has been in existence since 1978. We manage 9 million square feet in the Bay Area. That includes office, industrial, and retail. And as tempting as it is to bore you with more numbers today that I'm sure you're sick of, what I'd like to do is point out why Transwestern is different than other management companies and why we are well suited for the Willows here. We've been managing the Willows since May of 2012. And we pride ourselves on a multi-tiered management approach. And basically that means that property management works very closely with engineering and project management, with capital expense planning, all of which we include and insert sustainability wherever and whenever possible. Locally, I am supported by two levels of management. It includes operations and engineering. Okay, I'm gonna put my Transwestern pom-poms down now and talk to you more about your building. The building was built in 1979. I believe the handout says 84, and in my fact-finding, I was up to my knees in drawings and referenced the wrong one. I think I said 84, but we've shored up that fact, and the building is 34 years old. I think most of us are probably willing to admit that we were in slightly better shape 34 years ago than we are now. However, since retirement has owned the building since 1988, it has been very well cared for, as evidenced by the mature landscaping, the water feature that has two fountains, two ponds connected by a stream, and generally the overall good condition of the building. How does the building compare operationally to other competitive buildings in the area? We are averaging $10.33 per square foot over the past 3 years as far as operating expenses. We plan to maintain that level going into the 2014 budget year. And competitive buildings are averaging a slightly higher rate at $10.89 a square foot. Some recent improvements, as Matt touched on, that have been completed are all common area carpet replacement that occurred in 2012. Lobby furniture that commenced in 2012, but I think finally arrived in 2013. Two rooftop AC units were replaced in 2012. Two more were replaced this past summer in August of 2013. There are 7 units total on the roof. With the 4 replacements that were completed, we quickly realized the energy efficiency and the increased tenant comfort levels. So when we went to Maryland to ask if we could replace the final 3 with that information, that she quickly realized was a good thing, she approved it. Those 3 units have been ordered. That project is underway and will be completed in 2013. However, the financial impact of that project won't hit until the 2014 capital budget year.
Meredith, can you stay on that slide for one moment? I wanted to point out, this is one of those little fun things I wanted to show the board. On the right top-hand picture there, the lower part actually used to be a fireplace. That's and nice. We don't know if it's working or not, but we thought at least for the view, it would be nice to open that back up and make it look like a fireplace. We haven't budgeted that yet, I don't
we
think.
We haven't, but we have confirmed
we're talking about it.
It did exist at one time, so okay. It's back there. So at this time, what I would like to do is turn the presentation over to our VP of Engineering, David Wilkinson, who's going to speak in greater detail about the project we're proposing for the 2014 budget year.
You got one slide. There we are.
Here?
No, I'm good right where I'm at. Good afternoon. My name is David Wilkinson. I'm the Vice President of Engineering Services for Transwestern. During an inspection I made earlier this year, I found a lot of signs of wood rot along the building, not only in the trim, but also in the siding. In the past, the procedures for this type of construction was check the caulking, repaint as needed. Unfortunately, in the inspection, further inspection of this, the caulking and paint, the rot is, as you can see by some of these and the handouts that you have that we're given right now, will show it's much worse than expected. Right after I did the inspection, I also then invited three general contractors to come in, walk with us around the site, and I give them a couple of different scopes that I would like to consider. One was replacing like for like, so we'll talk about that for just one moment. That would be removing all of the existing siding and trim, putting it all back as it is today, which would then also involve caulking and repaint. That would be for the sum of $640,000. Again, this would have the same maintenance issues and concerns that we have that are going on today. The second was another scenario of removing the siding and the trim and putting it back in with a three-coat stucco process, using the same color schemes that we have today on the building. However, that would remove the need for painting as well as the caulking within the building, and that would be $621,000.
I'm sorry, that would be less?
That would be less.
Okay.
So as seen the lower picture there on the left-hand side, postpone this thing.
Recording paused.
Decide whether it's going to be going back as the wood siding and trim or with a stucco. I would stay directly, the price for those windows would be an additional $200,000. And again, these are just budget numbers. They're not firm, hard numbers because we have some other things to discuss before we go with the hard numbers. I would stay directly involved with Meredith during this whole construction process, from the writing of the scope, job walks, the bid comparisons, the interviews with the contractors, and all the construction meetings. I'm making these, and we are making these recommendations today so that they may be considered for the 2014 budget. And that's really all I have. Any questions?
Chair?
Okay. I used to serve on the Pleasant Hill Recommendation.